Want to know what's the word on all things pop culture? You've come to the right place. It's time for the Bronx Buzz. Stay tuned for all the tea from hot celebrity gossip to movies to music and more. The Bronx Buzz has it all. Your go-to for entertainment updates right now on 107.7 The Bronx Retro.
Welcome to the Bronx Buzz, your daily dose of celebrity gossip, entertainment news, and pop culture on 107.7 The Bronx Retro WRRC2. Two-time Intercollegiate Broadcasting Systems Media Award nominee for Best College Online / Streaming Radio Station in the Nation. The Bronx Buzz is underwritten by Big the Musical now through April 14th at Bristol Riverside Theater. For tickets and information, it's brtstage.org. Morgan Wallen's ex is speaking out after he was arrested in Nashville just 4 days after her wedding. Katie Smith, who shares son Indigo with the country singer, said in a statement to People that despite reports indicating otherwise, she does not believe Wallen's arrest is in any way connected to her surprise marriage to fiancé Luke Scornavacco. Smith and Wallen started dating in 2016 and were engaged a few months later. They eventually broke off of their engagement but continued dating for several more years. They welcomed their son in July of 2020 after they'd broken up for good. Smith, a social media influencer, announced her engagement to Scornavacco on March 29th and revealed on April 3rd that they tied the knot by sharing a photo of their marriage certificate from the Wilson County Clerk's Office in Tennessee. On Sunday, Wallen was arrested on felony charges after he allegedly threw a chair off the roof of a Nashville bar on April 7th. Smith hopes that after his Nashville arrest, Wallen can return to the good path that he was on when she was dating him. Reba McEntire knows exactly how much emotion can be contained in a song and how much truth can be communicated through a raw performance. Monday's The Voice saw the series reach the first round of knockouts, and Team Reba's Asher Hayvon and Tay Lewis were the first two artists to face off on the stage. However, before their performance, the two musical hopefuls first met with this season's mega mentor, Keith Urban, who listened to both artists sing and provided feedback on their performances as they geared up for the big showdown. Asher was the first to show off his skills, and the talented vocalist explained he'd be performing a rendition of Toni Braxton's Unbreak My Heart. Here's what Keith and Reba had to say about each other in a video posted on X by Reba.
I love Reba.
I love her.
I love you.
She's everything you'd want. Pro, easy, professional, super chill, like all the balances that you want, right? Almost like the contradictions of being completely on, completely loose, pro, relaxed, all that balance that you got going on, Reba.
Thank you. Yeah. Y'all get that on tape.
Audio from X. With some guidance from Keith, who praised Asher for his range and runs and suggested he try to hold back in the beginning of the song before really taking off the reins toward the end, Asher was ready to perform again, and this time it brought Reba to tears. For years, a select faction of One Direction fans have pushed forth a conspiracy theory that Harry Styles and Lewis Tomlinson's close friendship was something more romantic. Though Tomlinson has previously shut down the rumors, they've continued on even during the band's indefinite hiatus, and now the singer's opening up about his frustrations. The British performer tells Brazilian news outlet G1 that what's tough is he's realized this some years ago that there's nothing he can say or do to dispel the believers of that conspiracy. He says that they are so intertwined with what they believe to be the truth now that they won't actually see the truth for what it is. Tomlinson and Styles rose to fame together as members of One Direction, which formed on the X Factor competition series in 2010. Tomlinson, who is dad to 8-year-old Freddie with ex Brianna Jungworth, has praised Styles in recent years, telling The Telegraph that he thought of the Watermelon Sugar singer like a brother. That's all for this episode of The Bronx Buzz, your daily cup of celebrity tea underwritten by Big the Musical, now through April 14th at Bristol Riverside Theater. Listen to The Bronx Buzz every day on The Bronx Retro WRRC2 or on demand on your favorite podcasting platform at 1077thebronx.com/BronxBuzz.
We hope that you've gotten your daily fill of movie, TV, music, pop culture news, and more. But if you've missed What's the Word with The Bronx Buzz, check out all entertainment reports on 1077thebronx.com/BronxBuzz. Now back to the classic hits of the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s on 1077 The Bronx Retro.